Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shkalim Perek Aleph. These halachot discuss the mitzvah to give a machatzita shekel of silver every year, and this is the one mitzvah which appears in the kotera to these halachot. The reason that the Rambam included Hilchot Shkalim here in Sefer Zmanim, and presumably the reason that Masechet Shkalim is part of Seder Moed, together with laws relating to Shabbat and holidays, is because this mitzvah is part of the yearly cycle. The collection of the Machatzita Shekel takes place at a specific time of year, as we'll learn in this perek. Our perek discusses other parameters of the mitzvah Machatzita Shekel, including who exactly is obligated in it, and also contains a detailed list of the units of currency which are relevant for this mitzvah and the quantitative relationships between them. Halacha Aleph, Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah, Litein Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, Machatzita Shekel B'chol Shana V'Shana, V'Afilu Ani HaMitparnes Min HaTzedakah Chayav, V'Shoel Me'Acherim, O Mocher Kesut She'al Ketefo, V'Noten Machatzita Shekel Kesef, Shenemar He'Ashir Lo Yarbe, V'Hadal Lo Yam'it, V'Eino Notno B'Fa'amim Rabot, Hayom Ma'at U'L'Machar Ma'at, Ela Notno Kulo Ke'achat Pa'am Achat. There is a mitzvah d'oraita for every adult Jewish male to give half a shekel every year. The coming halachot will explain what this machatzita shekel is and how much it is. The source of this mitzvah is in the opening psukim of Parshat Ki Tisa, and the Torah emphasizes there that everyone must give exactly this amount, no matter how rich or poor he is. A pauper, an ani, must, if necessary, borrow from others or sell his clothes in order to donate the machatzita shekel. The entire Machatzita Shekel must be donated at once, not a little at a time, or as we would say today, in installments. It is interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote a pasuk as the source of this mitzvah, as he typically does. The reason may be that the psukim in Parshat Ki Tisa don't relate to the permanent nature of this mitzvah. It sounds there like the donation is for the purpose of counting the people, unlike the mitzvah for generations to come, whose purpose is to raise money for the communal sacrifices offered throughout the year. How do we know that this is indeed a mitzvah for all time and not just a one-time command? The Ramban al Torah in the beginning of Parshat Ki Tisa addresses this question, and he brings psukim from Divrei HaYamim and from Sefer Nehemiah, which indicate not only that the Machatzita Shekel was collected every year during the time of Bayit Rishon and the start of Bayit Sheni, but also that this was considered a mitzvah dating back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the next three halachot, the Rambam gives a general introduction to silver currency in the Torah and in Chazal, before returning in Halacha Hey to the mitzvah of Machatzita Shekel. Halacha Bet, Minyan Kesef Hamur BaTorah, Ba'ones Uvamfate Umotzi Shemra V'Horeg Eved, Hu Kesef Hu Shekel Hanemar B'Chol Makom BaTorah, Umishkalo 320 Se'ora, Uchvar Hosifu Chachamim Alav, V'Asu Mishkalo K'Mishkal HaMatbea HaNikra Sela B'Zman Bayit Sheni, V'Kama Hu Mishkal HaSela, 384 Se'ora Beinonit. There are several contexts in which the Torah imposes a fine, or a monetary punishment, in the form of silver, and the quantity is expressed as a fixed number of kesef. These include the ones and mefate, who have to pay 50 kesef, and the motzi shemra, who must pay 100 kesef. We'll learn about these three people when we get to Hilchot Nara Betula in the next sefer, as well as the owner of an animal who kills an eved or shifcha, who must pay 30 kesef to the master of the deceased. In all these cases, the term kesef refers to the monetary unit of the shekel, which is equivalent in weight to 320 barley seeds, or se'ora, of silver. We'll address later how much this is in modern-day measurements. Chazal added to this amount and increased the shekel to be equivalent to the sela coin, which was used during the time of Bayit Sheni. Specifically, they added 20%, one-fifth, to the size of the shekel, increasing it from 320 to 384 se'ora. The Gemara speaks of Chazal adding one-sixth to the value of a shekel, and this fraction refers to the final amount, not the original amount. The added weight is 64 se'ora, which is one-fifth of the original 320 and one-sixth of the final total of 384, the weight of a sela. Halacha Gemal. Sela haya arba'a dinarin, va'dinar sheish ma'in. Uma'a hi hanikret bimei Moshe Rabbeinu gera. Uma'a haita shnei punyonin, ufunyon shnei isarin, ufruta achat mishmona ba'isar. Nimsa mishkal hama'a v'hi hagira shesh esrei se'orot, u'mishkal ha'isar arba se'orot, u'mishkal ha'pruta chatzi se'ora. A sela consists of 4 dinarim, and each dinar is equivalent to 6 ma'ot. The word used in the Torah for a ma'ah is a gera. So a ma'ah is 1/24 of a sela, that is, a weight of 16 sora of silver, 1/24 of 384. We note in passing that the Torah says esrim gera ha-shekel. The shekel of the Torah is equivalent to 20 gera, that is 20 ma'ot. This is entirely consistent with the Rambam statement that a sela is 24 ma'ot, because remember that a sela is 20% larger than what the Torah calls a shekel. So if the original shekel was 20 ma'ot, then the updated sela is 24 ma'ot. The Rambam continues with a further subdivision of currency. Each ma'ah is equivalent to 2 pundyonim. Each pundyon is 2 isarim, and each isar is 8 prutot. So a ma'ah is 4 isarim, and so because a ma'ah is 16 sora of silver, an isar is 4 sora of silver. And a ma'ah is equivalent to 32 prutot, 4 times 8. Hence, each pruta is 1/2 sora of silver. This will be relevant when we get to Hilchot Ishut and the laws of marriage. In Halacha Dalin, the Rambam adds one more coin, which is larger than all the ones until now, and which will come up again soon. The darkon is equivalent to 2 sla'im. Halacha Hei. Machatzit ha-shekel zo, mitzvata shiten machatzit matpea shel oto azman, afilu haya oto matpea gadol mishekel ha-kodesh, ula'olam eino shokel pachot mechatzi ha-shekel sheya bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu mishkalo mea v'shishim sa'ora. The mitzvah of machatzit ha-shekel, according to the Rambam, is to give every year 1/2 of whichever coin is the major currency in that time and place, even if this amount is larger than what the Torah calls half a shekel. Recall that the shekel of the Torah is 320 se'ora of silver, so the machatzit ha-shekel is 160 se'ora of silver. This amount represents a minimum. The machatzit ha-shekel can never be less than 160 se'ora, even if the prevailing local currency is less than the shekel of the Torah. But it is not a maximum, and if larger coins than a shekel are used, then the amount of machatzit ha-shekel must be correspondingly greater. The Rambam gives examples in Halacha Vav. When darkon note were used as currency, recall that each darkon is 2 sla'im, then the amount given for machatzit ha-shekel was 1/2 a darkon, that is, a full sela of 384 sora of silver. When the sela was used, then the machatzit ha-shekel was 1/2 a sela, that is, 2 dinarim, or 12 ma'ot, which is 192 sora. But when the local currency was a 1/2 sela coin, then it was impossible to give 1/2 of this as machatzit ha-shekel, as this would come out to 96 sora, less than the Torah half shekel of 160 sora. So they would give a full 1/2 sela coin as machatzit ha-shekel. Even though this comes out to more than the minimum of 160 sora, it was presumably impractical to require everyone to obtain and donate some larger fraction of a coin, like 5/6. Therefore, if 1/2 the coin was too small, then the mitzvah is to donate the full coin. The Ravid in his Asaga here, as well as several other Rishonim, disagree with the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, according to them, is to give each year the equivalent of 1/2 a sela, that is, 192 sora of silver, because Chazal increased the shekel of the Torah to the size of a sela. There is a Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim which relates that different coins, or halves of them, used to be donated in different periods of history, sometimes darkonot, sometimes dinarim, sometimes sla'im, and never less than 1/2 a sela. But this was not, as the Rambam believes, because the mitzvah is always to donate 1/2 of whatever coin is used as a local currency. Rather, Chazal have the authority to increase the required donation when there aren't many people donating, and the cost of the mikdash would not be covered unless the donation amount was increased. We'll learn in Perek Dalet about all the items which would be purchased using the shkalim collected from the people. So, the Mishnah on Masechet Shkalim about how much was donated at different times is really describing fluctuations in the population who donated machatzit ha-shekel. When there were many people donating, this amount could be the usual 1/2 a sela. But when there were fewer, the amount would be raised in order to cover costs. Before continuing the perek, we pause to translate the amounts of silver we have been discussing into modern units of weight and value. 1 se'orah, or barley seed, is about 1/20 of a gram. Therefore, the minimal amount of machasita shekel, according to the Rambam, that is, half the original shekel of the Torah, or 160 seorah, is 1/20th of 160, that is, 8 grams of silver. On the day I'm recording this year, a gram of silver is worth about $2.25, so the minimum donation of machasita shekel comes out to $18. For other Rishonim, the donation is a standard amount of 192 seorah, that is, 9.6 grams of silver, which is worth about $21.50. These amounts don't seem very burdensome, but we must take into account that silver was worth much more in ancient times. The ancient Roman denarius, roughly equivalent to the dinar described in this perek, 1/4 of a sella, was considered a full day's wages for an unskilled laborer. So half a sella was the equivalent of 2 full days' wages, significantly more than the $21.50 that this amount of silver is worth today. Halacha Zayin. Hakol chayevin liten machasita shekel, kwanim levim yisraelim, geirim avadim ushucharim, aval lo nashim, velo avadim, velo ktanim, vim natnu, mekablim mehen, aval hagoyim shnatnu machasita shekel, ein mekablim mehen. Katan shehitchil aviv liten alav machasita shekel, shuv eino posek, ela noten alav kol shana v'shana, ad shiagdil v'yiten al atzmo. All adult Jewish males are obligated in the mitzvah machasita shekel. The Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim recounts that Kohanim would attempt to exempt themselves from this mitzvah using the following argument. Any korban mincha brought by a kohen, or by two or more partners, shutfim, at least one of whom is a kohen, must be completely burnt on the mizbeach and cannot be eaten. The collection of machasita shekel was used to purchase communal korbanot, including certain korbanot mincha, which are meant to be eaten. So if the kohanim contribute to machasita shekel, then they have a share in these korbanot mincha, so those korbanot may not be eaten and must be completely burnt. But this argument is incorrect. And hence, as the Rambam writes, Kohanim are obligated to machasita shekel. The reason the argument is incorrect is that there is a difference between a korban yachid, even one brought jointly by shutfim, and a korban tzibur, purchased from the machasita shekel collection. When a korban yachid is brought by shutfim, each shutaf is considered a partial owner of the korban. But a korban tzibur is different. It is not the case that every individual Jew is a partial owner of a korban tzibur. The tzibur is a distinct entity from the individuals who comprise it, akin to the modern-day legal concept of a corporation. So even if the tzibur includes many kohanim who donate to the machasita shekel, the korban tzibur is not considered to be owned by a kohen, even partially. And if it is a korban mincha, it does not need to be burnt. Women are exempt from machasita shekel. We'll see shortly that the machasita shekel was collected at a certain time of year. But this doesn't make the mitzvah to give it a mitzvat aseh shazman grama, as fundamentally, the machasita shekel can be donated at any time. But women are still excluded from the mitzvah, because the pasuk about machasita shekel says, v'natnu ish kofer nafsho, specifying men to the exclusion of women. Children are also exempt, by which the Rambam seems to mean, as usual in defining children, only those below bar mitzvah age. This is the opinion of the Ramban al Torah as well, but other Rishonim, including Rashi and the Sefer Achinuch, believe that the obligation of Machasita Shekel only begins at age 20. As the Psukim in Parshat Kitisa say explicitly, Kol ha'over al ha'pikudim mi ben esrim shana v'mala yitein trumat Hashem. But the Ramban al Torah explains that only the collection in the Midbar was limited to those 20 and older, because the purpose of that collection was to take a census. But the mitzvah of machasita shekel, performed each year, is for the purpose of collecting money for communal sacrifices, and therefore every male who has reached the age of mitzvot is required to contribute. This is evidently the view of the Rambam as well. If a woman or child contributes to machasita shekel despite their exemption, we accept their donation. However, if a non-Jew wishes to contribute, we do not accept any donation from him, because the communal sacrifices are meant to be offered solely by the Jewish people as a tzibur. A father is not required to donate a machasita shekel on behalf of his young son, but if he does so once, he must continue to donate on his behalf every year until the son reaches the age of mitzvot and begins to donate on his own. Halacha chet. Hashkalim eina noagin el bifnei abayit. Uvizman shamikdash kayam, notnin et hashkalim bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. Uvizman shucharev, afilu be'eretz Yisrael, ein noagin. The mitzvah machasita shekel is practiced only when the Beit HaMikdash is built, And during this time, the mitzvah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, because even Jews who live in Chutz Laretz are part of the Tzibur, on whose behalf the communal sacrifices are offered. Conversely, when there is no Beit HaMikdash, then there is no need for the Machasit HaShekel to be collected at all, even from those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Tet. Bechad ba'adar mashmi'in al ha-shkalim, kidei shi'achin kol echad v'echad machasit ha-shekel shalo v'yeh atid liten. B'chamisha asar bo yashvu ha-shulchanin b'chol medina u'medina v'tovin b'nachat. Kol mi shi'iten lahem yikablu mimenu, u'mi shalo natan ein kofin oto liten. B'chamisha v'esrim bo yashvu b'migdash ligbot, u'mikan v'elach kofin et mi shalo natan ad shi'iten. V'chol mi shalo yiten m'mashkinin oto v'lokchin avoto ba'al korcho. For Machatzit HaShekel purposes, the year begins on the first day of Nisan. We'll see in the next perek that this was the date on which the ceremonial Trumat HaLishka, in which the collected Machatzit HaShekel coins were put in boxes for use in purchasing korbanot, was performed for the first of three times during the year. Therefore, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, a month in advance of this, Beit Din would send messengers to announce in every city that this date was approaching, and so everyone should prepare his Machasit HaShekel, by saving up or borrowing if necessary, for the coming donation. On the 15th of Adar, coin changers, Shulchanim, would sit at tables in every city and ask the local people for their donations. At this point, however, no action would be taken against those who did not donate. On the 25th of Adar, at most a week before the Trumat HaLishka, the Shulchanim would sit at tables in the Mikdash as well, and from this point on, anyone who doesn't donate willingly is forced either to give a Machasit HaShekel or to give some collateral in its place. We note that the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim distinguishes between the Medina, where the collection would begin on the 15th of Adar, and the Mikdash, where it would only begin on the 25th. The Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnayot there, writes, as he does regarding Shofar and Lulav, that Mikdash refers to all of Yerushalayim, and Medina refers to other cities. In our halacha, he just uses the terms Medina and Mikdash without elaboration. So it is possible that he means here as well that the collection in all of Yerushalayim would only begin on the 25th. In contrast, the Rosh believes that the Shulchanim would sit only in Yerushalayim, not in other cities, and from the 25th on would sit in the Beit HaMikdash itself. Halacha Yud. Kol mi she'eino chayav bashkalim, af al pi shedarko litein o hu atid litein, ein mashkinin oto, ve'en mashkinin et hakonim le'olam, mipnei darchei shalom, ela kishiyitnu, mekablin mehen, v'tovin otan ad shiyitnu. If someone is not obligated in Machatzit HaShekel, then we don't require him to give a collateral, even if he has donated in the past, like a father who chooses to donate on behalf of his young son, or if he will become obligated before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for example, a child who will become bar mitzvah a day or two before Rosh Chodesh. We saw in Halacha Zayin that Kohanim are obligated in Machatzit HaShekel, and so the Shulchanim would ask them to give. But for reasons of Darkei Shalom, keeping the peace, no collateral would be taken from them against their will. Two explanations are given for this. One, recall that the Kohanim would argue that they should be exempt from giving. Even though this argument is incorrect, we respect the feelings of any Kohen who feels wronged, by refraining from seizing his property. On a more basic level, there is a mitzvah to show respect to the Kohanim due to their service in the Beit HaMikdash, and part of this respect is to avoid the unpleasantness of taking collateral from them. We conclude the perek with some points about the custom of Zecher L'Machasit HaShekel, which is practiced even now when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. This custom is recorded in several Rishonim, including the Mordechai, and is brought by the Rama in his glosses on the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes that the custom is to donate to tzedakah 3 half coins of whatever the local currency, and to do so before Purim, because, as we saw in Halacha Tet, this was around the start of the time period when people would be asked to donate their Machatzit HaShekel. The reason that 3 coins are donated is because of the rabbinic tradition that the original Machatzit HaShekel in the Midbar was actually a triple collection for 3 different purposes. See Rashi at the beginning of Parsha Truma for the explanation of what each collection was for. The Rama writes that only those aged 20 and up need to keep this custom, but later poskim record a custom to give even on behalf of very young children. However, the Bir Halacha writes that one may donate only 1 half coin and not 3. Even though this minhag is recorded only by Ashkenazi Rishonim and the Rama, it is now commonly practiced among Sfardim as well. And the Kafa Chaim, which can be thought of as the Sfardi counterpart to the Mishnah Berurah, even writes that one should donate to tzedakah the current value of about 10 grams of silver, which, as we saw, is the equivalent of half a sela, which used to be, according to most Rishonim, against the Rambam, the standard amount collected most years as machatzit shekel.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.